I just watched a movie called Lone Survivor. Lone Survivor. It was a film on what our American Rangers go through in training and the kind of machines they make their bodies, and it showed about all of the armory that these Navy SEALs and these strong, young, red-blooded American boys go through. They seem to be invincible, but in this film it showed a patrol being shot up pretty well by the Taliban or someone that's the enemy of this country in a horrific way. I could not help but to get very involved in the film because of my love for young men to experience life and happiness and to follow God and to go in that direction and all of that. But upon watching this film earlier tonight, I was shocked, just blown out of my socks about how much pain these young men go through and how dedicated they are to preserving the culture and the idea of what I take, I mean, this freedom that I take. So I have to admit, I'm 70 years old. I've always eaten well. I've lived pretty well. I've taken for granted at times America. Bless her heart. America. And since these boys are getting blown up, chewed up, beat up, and at the end of the movie they showed the actual pictures of some of these Rangers, some of these boys that have died, and it broke my heart. Even though it told me at the beginning of the movie that it was a true story, to actually see how it took place and the way these boys are target practice out there when they're outnumbered. From what I see, certain sect groups are cutting people's head off and dehumanizing entire villages, raping the young schoolgirls, God only doing what to the little boys, animals in some of these African countries. I mean, it's terrible when you really think about the things that are going on around the world. And it's doubly terrible when I think about our young military men over there being torn to pieces over what? Over absolutely, well, see, I didn't want to say nothing, because when I saw the enactment of a true story of young men dying, it gives me an extra love for my country. My country, 'tis of thee, what? Sweet land of liberty, to thee I sing. Hey, man, I'm talking about America. I'm not talking about some hip-hop capital of the world. I'm not talking about the filth awards, you know, find the persons that are the most filthiest individuals and let them put their smear all over the screen. And I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the America that a young boy would go into the armed forces and get the kind of training I saw in that movie, and to die. And they really are shedding their blood for me to sit in the studio with a dim light on, talk into a mic. Thank God that I'm in America. Those guys died for that. Now, in the same way that I feel the impact of that young man's death and his friend's death in the movie, Lone Survivor is the name of the movie. I think you can, I rented it off of Netflix, but I, you know, I just, I don't even know whether you can see it on Netflix without getting the DVD, but they sent it to me in the mail. And I'm glad I saw it because it's changed me. See, when you have a lot and you think that you have a lot more coming to you, and then you see people that sacrifice their bodies, their lives, for what they're preserving as America. And I don't agree with everything in the government. Government people know I don't agree. I didn't have to have voted for Obama. No, I didn't. But I can say I'm glad he and his family are living in America with me. I'm making a living, eating, have a roof over my head. He's living in America, eating, with a roof over his head. Some people are Republicans. They cannot stand Obama. They hate him. Not because he's Democrat, but because he's Demo-Black. His demographics need to step back. I understand. It's appalling for many white people to think of a black man sleeping in that White House. Oh, I can hear the jokes now. His term is up. Send in some exterminators. I know. There are people like that, and that's unfortunate. They live in this fine country of ours. Or should I say, if they're listening to me, they've allowed me to live in their fine country, such as it is. See, I don't know how to hate people for their stupidity. That seems to be a waste of time. But I thought that I'd take this moment to talk with you about the movie. And about how I feel about this country, especially during the Christmas season coming up. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of nice, let's look at the nice, cute videos that make us laugh and smile. Can we stop looking at, hey, I didn't tell you not to become a pro-activist. If you can't breathe and if your hands are up, the popo needs to start acting right. We know that. But I'm saying, can we ease up on that a little bit? No. I didn't say give up the fight. We can never give up the fight. Because if you ease up on that, I'd be dead right now. So, no, don't ease up on that. But I'm saying, can we experience the joy of this Christmas season? Can you think of an Hispanic teenager in South Central embracing an African-American teenager, male, in South Central, both males, embracing each other, smiling in each other's face, saying, my buddy, can you envision that? Just like in the end of the movie, and I don't want to tell you too much about it, but in the end of the movie, it's as if God is reaching his hand out to somebody, and the person is so oblivious because of what they've seen in their vision, they're oblivious that God is everywhere. God is in the midst of the deepest hell than you could ever experience. God is there. And I'm going to say this, and I may get in trouble from some of you, but God loves you tremendously. The God Jehovah that I know created you and I loves both you and I. Don't ever forget that. I know it's rough. Oh, we all get lonely. Don't talk to me about that. We all get lonely. Yeah, I know. But PJ, you don't know what I'm going through right now. I know what you're going through. You're going through what every human being has to go through. That's called life. But you can have a smile on your face as you live it. You know me. I always have to have a crowd around me. I'm alone. But here in this studio, speaking up for my master, the creator that made me, that gives me a roof over my head, food in my stomach. See, I extol him, I recognize him, I acknowledge him. That's all he wants of me. He doesn't want all my money. He doesn't need no money. He owns the whole blooming universe. What do you need money for? Come on now. He wants you to extol him. He wants you to acknowledge him in your way. Don't try to do it the way I do it. Do it the way you do it. See, that's where we went a little bonkers. Because, see, we got into that church thing. And you see what that's turned out to be. The facade of the universe. Wow. Thank God I ejected when I did. And you know what? When everyone that knows Jesus Christ as Lord, Savior, and Master in their lives, when every one of us can say that without shame or guilt, then we're really free. Oh no, I know somebody's going to quote that verse of scripture. Jesus said, on this rock I'll build my church. And he did build it on the faithful hearts of those whom he called. But this thing that calls itself a church today has been polluted. Oh, I want you to see that movie, man. And when you see the end of the movie, you know what I'm talking about. Well, thank you so much for coming to the website. I hope you really appreciate the seasonal theology that I'm going to give you. Hopefully every day. God bless you. You know the drill, friends. Whatever you do, stay in the Word. Very important to do that.
Acres of virtual farmland. So far, these crops have fed virtually no one. Use your smartphone smarter. Try one of the hundreds of thousands of titles at Audible.com. Audible, an Amazon company. Click the banner to download the free Audible.